All right, Hal Bogd back with us. It's easy for me to say, but Hal, you're talking about the book is Banned, B-A-N-N-E-D. It's a terrific book, and you're telling us how it came about, and it started with your little fascination of the 1919 Black Sox, and it went from there.
Exactly. I was curious about the Black Sox, and I was reading stuff about them. And then I thought to myself, well, I wonder if others have been suspended for similar misdemeanors and high crimes and misdemeanors. And there have been, and there have been a lot. And it goes back to 1876, the first year of the National League, when the Louisville Grays had four players thrown out of baseball for fixing games. So it's just gone on forever, it seems like.
Benny Kauf, K-A-U-F-F, and the title of Chapter 6, Stealing Cars Instead of Bases. And being a former criminal lawyer, I like this one. Can you tell us a little bit about Benny Kauf?
Yeah. One of my favorite characters in the book. He was a showman. He thought he was the greatest thing since sliced bread. He thought he was the greatest player. He was a better player than Cobb. He was a better player than any of them.
Wow.
And he would just parade around, and he had no use for contracts. He jumped contracts all the time. And he found himself in the Federal League, which was kind of an outlaw league. It was a challenge to Major League Baseball in the mid, the 1916, 17, in there. Mm-hmm. And he led the league both years that it existed in stolen bases.
Wow.
And he jumped back to the National League to play with the Giants, as a matter of fact. And Commissioner Landis found out that he was involved in a stolen car ring. Now, he was found innocent in the trial, but Landis was a tough character, and he didn't want to hear of it, any connection with any crimes. And so poor Benny Kauf was barred from baseball for life.
Wow.
Because he stole a car, I guess.
Well, they had a stolen car ring, and they'd steal a car and repaint it, change the light, big deal.
Sure.
They're not master criminals.
Right.
And then they would resell it, and of course they got caught, and then they had a trial, and somehow they were not convicted, but Landis kicked them out. I love the story.
Thank you.
Does have a New York Giants part of it. The other name in there, and it's part of baseball history, is Hal Chase. And he's a tremendous first baseman for the New York Yankees, but in an era of a lot of gambling going on, and Hal Chase somehow got in the middle of everything.
Well, Hal Chase was a Broadway kind of a guy. He loved the bright lights, and he got involved with gamblers. He was considered to be one of the greatest fielding first basemen in the history of the game, and yet he accumulated an enormous number of errors. And people said, how is that possible? If you're a great fielding first baseman, how do you make all those errors? Well, the answer is that he made errors when he needed to make errors in order to cash in on his bets. So, and he just drifted from team to team. He even managed the Yankees for a while.
Wow.
But he was one of the characters, real characters of that era of baseball.
Let me say one thing, Pat. I'm going to ask Pat, who's with me here. Hal Bogd is with us. The book is Banned. As you can tell, these stories are terrific little anecdotes about baseball. You know where Chase went to college?
Go ahead.
I wouldn't have this. Is he a Southeastern Conference guy?
No, he's not from Auburn. Santa Clara.
Wow.
How about that?
Wow.
And Hal, I did not realize that until I read the little story about him. But go ahead. Give us another one.
Well, my favorite story in the book involves the 1910 batting race in the American League.
Yeah.
That was Ty Cobb and Napoleon Lajoie.
Mm-hmm.
And Cobb was a disliked character. He played the game very hard. And not many players liked him. Not many people in baseball liked him. Lajoie, on the other hand, was a really nice guy and popular with his teammates and everybody else in the game. Now, they come down to the last day of the season, and they're really battling for the batting championship. And it's significant because a car company, the Chalmers Car Company, is going to award a brand new car to the leading hitter, the batting champion. And they're really close. Lajoie is trailing by a few points. Cobb is sitting out because he's got an eye infection. And Lajoie is scheduled to play a doubleheader against the St. Louis Browns. Cleveland was playing the Browns. And the Browns were a terrible team, and the doubleheader meant nothing. But the manager of the Browns was a guy named John O'Connor. He was an old-time catcher. And he, like everybody else in baseball, hated Ty Cobb. So he decided he was going to help Napoleon Lajoie win the batting championship. And he instructed his third baseman, a guy named Red Corridan, who later was a coach, to play. He was a rookie, by the way, and he said, to play back on the skin of the outfield whenever Lajoie comes to bat, because he's a line drive hitter, he's liable to take your head off. And Corridan thought, that's kind of strange, but I'll do what he tells me. And he's the manager, and so he played back. And Lajoie took a look at that, and he said, gee, I can bunt and get a hit. And he was a little confused the first time he saw that defensive arrangement, and he hit a fly ball, which was misplayed into a triple. The next time up, there was Corridan back on the outfield grass, and so Lajoie bunted and got a base hit. And this went on for a while. He got six hits that day in the doubleheader. He would have had seven, except one of his bunts was mishandled and ruled an error. Well, an error, of course, is an at-bat, and that would cost him points on his batting average. And the manager of the St. Louis Browns was unhappy about that turn of events. So he sent a coach, Harry Howell, handsome Harry Howell, up to the press box asking that that ruling be changed. And the official scorer said, no way, I saw the play, it was an error. And so Howell reported back to the manager, whose nickname, by the way, was Peach Pie, Peach Pie O'Connor. And an inning or so went by, and Peach Pie sent the bat boy up to the press box to appeal that that play be changed from an error to a hit. And the bat boy had instructions to offer a suit of clothes to the official scorer. The official scorer threw him out. But that all that came down to Judge Landis's desk, and he wasn't amused by the shenanigans of the St. Louis Browns manager, Peach Pie O'Connor, and his coach, Harry Howell. And so Landis threw both of them out of baseball.
Landis
was a tough character.
Yes, he was. He was a federal judge.
Yes, he was.
And that's why he was not a very sympathetic federal judge either. Hey, where do we get the book, Hal? Where do you get it?
It's available at Amazon and BarnesandNoble.com. Bookstores will order it for you. Good. And it was a fun job researching and a fun job writing it.
I love it.
Yeah.
Peach Pie. I hadn't heard
Peach
that
Pie
one.
O'Connor. Sounds faintly familiar. Yeah. To Peaches Connor, yours truly. I love it. And Handsome Harry, what was his name, Hal?
Handsome Harry Howell.
Okay, I love it. And then the Hit King, one final one for me is, I'm a Hit King guy. It'd be the greatest day in Cooperstown history if Pete got in. It'd be just awesome. His story needs to be made into a movie with the gambling, the mob, the whole deal. What have you got on the Hit King? Will he ever make Cooperstown?
He should be. In my mind, he should be. He's been banned from baseball since 1989, and that's, let's see, 28 years. Well, there are murderers who get out of jail in less than 28 years. So he's served his time. And the guy is 75 years old, and he's got more hits still today, more hits than anybody in the history of our game. He belongs in the Hall of Fame. And he'll be in Cooperstown, by the way, on Hall of Fame weekend.
He winds up
signing autographs at the other end of Main Street while they're inducting new members in the Hall of Fame. And that's kind of a sad tableau for me.
All right. Hey, appreciate having you on. It's a pleasure to chat with you. You've got great stories. You tell them very well, and the book is a lot of fun. So, Hal, thanks for being on.
Thanks, Hal.
Thanks very much, guys.
Very good. And, of course, you can get it at the Book Tree in Montclair. David, I'll just show it to David. Let him order a couple of copies.
Yeah, it's not a big book. It doesn't take a lot of work, I'd imagine, to get through it. So that's one I might
pick. The stories are good.
Yeah, and Hal did a great job of recounting some of them, so that was fun. I'm glad we got to do that.